This is the Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line from the Illinois State Water Survey at the Prairie Research Institute is Jim Angel to help us look at the weather forecast. Jim, let's start with what's happened so far this week. We've had a lot of rainfall. What kind of numbers do we see in the area?
Yes, if you look at the rainfall totals, it has been a wet week across the state and really across the Midwest. It's been fairly active. In Illinois as a whole, we've gotten the amounts were an inch or less in far southern Illinois, and then we've gotten up to 3 to 4 inches in far northwestern Illinois. Here in the central part of the state, the numbers I've been seeing about 1.5 to 2 inches out of this, or maybe even a little more than that from this last set of rain events. And so it was, it's pretty wet out there. We've been wet up through this point anyway, so this is just added to it. So we're in many places still, you know, much above average on the precipitation side.
It's been wet. It's also been cool. Will we change either of those in the coming days?
Well, I hope so. You know, if you look at the National Weather Service forecast, this weekend it'll warm up a little bit. In fact, on Sunday it's supposed to get a high of 72. On Saturday, a high of 53. So Sunday will feel great, but then we kind of start sliding back down into wetter and cooler conditions. Around here, probably the highs throughout next week will be in the mid to upper 60s and lows in the 40s. If you go a little farther north, though, it'll be a little colder as you kind of get on the other side of the front that's going to kind of stall out on top of us there. But probably the main thing is lots of rain. We've got a cold front that's sweeping through the state on Monday and Tuesday, and that'll bring some rain. And then there's another system expected to roll through on about Wednesday or Thursday, and that'll bring even more rain. So lots of rain in the forecast all the way from Sunday night all the way through Thursday at this point.
By comparison, as a climatologist, over the years, where do we stand for the month of April?
Right now for April, we're about on track. We're just a little over a third of the way through the month, and we're actually in many places already a third or halfway through our monthly total of average precipitation. So in many spots, we're tracking pretty closely to average and maybe slightly above. I suspect, though, after this next week, we'll have many areas that will be above average for April.
Is there a division in the state between those who have and those who have not gotten a normal amount of rain or above normal amount of rain?
Yeah, I think that kind of the rough dividing line right now is Interstate 70. Those folks to the north of Interstate 70 have been wetter than average, and those to the south have been drier than average as far as April precipitation. But that may change in the coming week, especially as we get later in the week when that system rolls in from the southwest there. That may produce a lot more rain across the southern part of the state.
Thanks so much, Jim.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is with the Illinois State Water Survey. The Prairie Research Institute serves as the state climatologist. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Friday afternoon. That wraps it up. Be sure to visit our website for Commodity Week after about 6 o'clock this evening. We'll post that. We record at 4:30. Our guest this week, John Bondurant of Bondurant Futures. The panelists will include Chip Dellinger, Matt Bennett, and Jackie Vake. Should be a great show. Commodity Week, it's our weekly look at what happened in the world of agriculture. I'm Todd Gleason. You have a great weekend.